Buddha is a Mudita Bhavana. The practice has, as the Karana Bhavana does, an extra stage. So the first stage is, in a way, as for the Metta Bhavana, just finding whatever ways you can to really connect as deeply with yourself as possible. Again, it's metta that you're looking for in that first stage. The second stage is what's termed a boon companion or a boon friend. So this is somebody who just rouses mudita in you in a way immediately just because of their qualities, their good qualities, their joy, their happiness, their good fortune. For me, it's very simple, just putting Bhante there in that stage. But just choosing somebody that in a way just makes it very, very easy for your heart to respond, for your heart to open to those qualities in that second stage. Yes, just meeting that person with metta, but noting, you know, as you open to their qualities, that resonance, that wonderful, joyful resonance as you meet their qualities, as mudita arises. If you get in difficulties, again, if you find that in some sort of way it isn't, you feel it's not working, come back to metta. You can go to any of the Brahmaviharas in a way, but probably best at this stage to come back to metta. And then we proceed, as with the rest of the stages, like the Metta Bhavana, our good friend, neutral person, difficult person, and bringing them all together and out. But this time, of course, our focus is on their positive qualities, on their joy, their happiness, their good fortune. So it's the interesting thing with these practices, you know, when you come, even with your good friend, you know, I mean, you think, you know how things will be with your good friend, but of course you never do. When you actually come to practice and you're doing Karana first and then you do Mudita and you're looking at them from different perspectives, you never know what's going to arise. So just having that sense of openness to what arises. With the neutral person, it really helps having, you know, yesterday done the Karana and looked at the suffering element in their lives. While everyone suffers, everyone enjoys, they will too. So looking at it from that perspective. And then your difficult person, can be very interesting when you come to your difficult person. Yesterday looking at the fact of suffering in their lives and today, you know, looking in quite a different direction. So this is one of the wonders of how the Brahmaviharas work together. You know, when you're doing them all day after day, different ones, it just, different facets get shown up, highlighted. It's very interesting. And then bringing everyone together and then going out into the world and just recognizing, despite the fact that it is very much a suffering world, there's also so much good in the world. So much good. So many people really trying in, you know, either small, medium or huge ways to bring good to the world. So it's very, very wonderful, that final stage with this practice.